the Canadian way. And you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, cable 102, available on the internets at www.citr.ca. My name is Spike. You're listening to the Canadian way. We got so much great new music lined up for you today. Right out of the gate, we're going to start off with some CITR debuts from local band The Darkest of Hillside Thickets. But later on in the program, you can expect to hear some more CITR debuts from the likes of Joe Shithead Keithley and his band Rebels, Ron Leary, The Hylozoas, Marble Rye, Trembling, In Davy's Grip, and Significant Insect. So that sounds kind of interesting as well. There will be some CITR debut music from The Russian Futurist, which will be coming up in this set of music. And as I mentioned, something brand new from Toronto's The Hylozoas, which will also be in this set coming up. The long-awaited sophomore release from The Hylozoas. Of course, Paula Coyne and all the great players from different Canadian bands get together and perform under the moniker Hylozoas and pretty much blow the hell out of everyone's mind. And it's going to be great. As well, we have music lined up from October Man, Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton, These Electric Lives, Space Blood, and André Etier. So you want to stay tuned for that. If there's anything you want to hear on today's program, please feel free to give me a shout. You can do so a couple of ways. You can do so by email. TheCanadianWay@popstar.com is the email address here. As well, you can go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/CanadianWay. Know the at the beginning. And you can send me an email through there. Or if you want to talk to yours truly, Spike, live here in the studio, you can do so by giving me a shout on the in-studio line at 604-822-2487, 604 UBC-CITR for y'all numerically challenged folk. And let's get things started with something that is a CITR debut. They're originally from Abbotsford, now located in Vancouver. This is Darkest of Hillside Thickets from their brand new CD, The Shadow Out of Tim. The name of the song that we're about to hear is called Chapter 1, A Marine Biologist. This is Darkest of Hillside Thickets to get things started, a CITR debut here on the Canadian Way. And that was a little something to finish off that set. That was the second half of a Toronto double shot. And this particular band that we ended off this set of music with is one that has been kind of burning up the water cooler chat as far as the indie music geeks go. We're talking about the Hylozoists, the project of a one singer-songwriter, Paula Coyne, who has managed to wrangle up a buttload of special guests on this, the second Hylozoists CD, first one to come out since the debut in 2001. This one is called La Nouvelle Gauche, which means the new left or the new cretins. Depending on how you look at it, I think that's supposed to be the play on the words. But what's fantastic about the CD from which we heard the track The People Is Never Corrupt is that the Hylozoists sophomore release La Nouvelle Gauche is on a Vancouver label, Boompa Records. So that's kind of cool. There's a Vancouver connection there with the ultra-hip indie can music there. And good work from Paula Coyne and the Hylozoists. And speaking of the special guest galore that that Paul has managed to wrangle up, we've got players from such bands as The Weaker Thens, Fembots, and Cuff the Duke. And the actual specific players include the likes of Lucas Purse and Jason Ball from The Weaker Thens, Jonina Gibson and Peter Conrad from Cuff the Duke, and from the Fembots, David Christensen. So, yeah, can't go too far wrong there. That's pretty much an all-star indie band for you there. Before that, the first half of the double shot of Toronto artists comes courtesy of the Russian Futurists, a.k.a. a Matthew Adam Hart. He pretty much does most of the music, most of the words, and then gathers up all his friends and goes on a tour. From the Russian Futurists sophomore CD, Me, Myself, and Rye, which can be found on the Upper Class record label, just like the Russian Futurists debut CD, which came out about 3 years ago. Wow, a couple bands there that that have had massive gaps in between first and second CDs. And from the Russian Futurists, we heard the track called Our Pens Out of Ink. Sounds like my last date, as Mr. Grant Lawrence likes to say. And then we started off the program with a local band, The Darkest of Hillside Thickets, a couple of sci-fi geeks who are really into H.P. Lovecraft and old science fiction pulp novels. And the name of the brand new CD, which is their fourth release, is called The Shadow Out of Tim. And it can be found on the label that they've pretty much been on since the word go. Debut CD was a self-released effort, but ever since then they've been on Define Industries, a local label that's been kicking around for forever, at least since the early 90s. And from The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, we heard the track called Chapter 1, A Marine Biologist. And if you flip through the books of the booklet of the brand new Darkest of Hillside Thickets CD, it sort of reads a little bit like the lyric sheet kind of looks like an old pulp science fiction novel. And it has like figures and illustrations and pictures to go along with the things. But it's kind of creepy because it's on the cover. It's got this weird kind of, I don't know how you describe it, kind of a weird comic cover that looks like old 60s pulp comic books, the likes of Mad and Blurg. All you comic geeks would know what I'm thinking of. Anyways, it's got a guy with a whole bunch of like snaky things that turn into nerves coming out of his head. So disturbing stuff from The Darkest of Hillside Thickets, but groovy stuff nevertheless. Always get their funk on, those guys. Originally from Abbotsford, now located to Vancouver. And you're definitely going to hear some more from The Darkest of Hillside Thickets in upcoming editions of The Canadian Way. I like that tune. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we got a whole bunch of debut music for you today, as I said at the top of the show. And the first set of music, while being all CITR debut tunes for you, are a little bit on the masculine side So we're going to try to even things up a bit here and start this set off with some CITR debut music, courtesy The Canadian Way. We're the band that is fronted by a female singer, and they're from Vancouver, and they're called In Davy's Grip, and they're sort of a punk hard rock quartet, and they're fronted by Kim Erhan, and she actually has been involved in sort of poppier projects in the past. She was originally in Live on Release. I don't know if people remember that, but don't fret. This sounds nothing like Live on Release. From In Davy's Grip, cleverly titled debut CD, www.indaviesgrip.com. This is the track called Turn the Tables to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
And that was a little something from Toronto's Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. Of course, Emily Haynes, the frontwoman of Metric. Don't know if the Metric project is going anymore, but Emily is also active in Broken Social Scene as well. From the second full-length to come out from Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton, What is Free to a Good Home, comes off of the Last Gang Records label, of course the same label that releases Metric, as well as lots of other good stuff like Death From Above. Oh, sorry, Death From Above 1979, who are no longer anyways, but that's the same label. From Emily Haynes and her crew, The Soft Skeleton, we heard the track called Bottom of the World. Wonder if that's anything like the arse end of the universe. And before that, from Vancouver, the Marble Rye. Or sorry, just Marble Rye. And their new CD, or their debut CD, is called Tight Pants, Wide Stance. Ooh, I like that. It rhymes. And this one is produced by Spin Digital Media. It is, of course, an independent release. And the name of the track that we heard from that one with the nice boy-girl vocals on the chorus is called More Like You. Want to send that one out to Shonsky because I want to be more like her. And she listens to the Canadian Way all the time, so that means she's pretty darn cool. So there you go. And before that, from Vancouver as well, In Davy's Grip, a new band, new project, featuring the former guitar player from Live on Release, but this ain't no Live on Release music. Her name's Kim Urhan, and the skinny on this EP called www.indaviesgrip.com, which is exactly what you would think it is, which is their website. And that's pretty clever, actually. Make the title of your album your website. Why not? Kills two birds with one stone. We heard the track called Turn the Tables, and we'll listen to more of that because that doesn't really give you the whole idea that they've got kind of the skull and crossbones, Murder City Devils, keyboard-heavy, riffy kind of music going, but that one definitely shows off the vocal abilities of Kim and her two guy bandmates, or sorry, three guy bandmates. But you basically hear Kim's vocals all the way through. So, and wow, she's got a set of pipes on her. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We're going to get back into some more music because we got tons of stuff to get through here in the remaining hour of the program before we throw it on over to David Love Jones and African Rhythms. Want to remind you, first of all, though, before we get into some new music from the Jolly Llamas, who we debuted on the show here a couple weeks ago, here from Waterloo, Ontario, and got kind of the dread rock thing going. They've got reggae mixed with all sorts of other genres, so I shouldn't say dread rock. It's got a little bit of country, a little bit of soul, a little bit of rock. So stay tuned for that. But before we get into the Jolly Llamas, just want to remind you, if you're in a local band and you want to enter into CITR's annual Battle of Bands called Shindig. Of course, Shindig 2007 is coming up this fall, September to December. We are still accepting applications for bands who want to enter into Shindig, but time's a-wastin'. The deadline is this Monday, August the 6th. And if you want to get your demo tape in and a bio, your demo tape has to have at least three songs on it. Bio has to tell basically everything about the band and all the members in it. And if you have a MySpace page, that can double as your entry as well. So all you have to do is email us. Excuse me. Email us your MySpace link, as long as there's three songs and a bio up there. And yeah, the deadline is this Monday, August the 6th. Of course, it's a holiday Monday. So I would imagine if you don't have it in by then, you could probably get it in on Tuesday morning. I don't think we'll be butt cracks about it. But if you do want to send it in and you want to courier the thing, because mail will probably take too long at this point, you can send it to 6138 Sub Boulevard in Vancouver, BC. V6T1Z1, and put Attention Shindig on it. Or you can also email the entry to shindig@citr.ca. And if there's anything else that you want to find out about Shindig, you can go to our website, citr.ca, and there's actually a link for Shindig on there with a link to the email address that you can email your entry into. So time's a-wastin'. This Monday, the 6th, at the end of business, is the deadline for submissions, but you can sneak them in under the wire, I'm sure. Here is something from Waterloo, Ontario's The Jolly Llamas, From their CD, Dread City Rockers, we're going to be listening to the lead-off track from this CD called Dub City, which is a celebration of reggae music record shops and the dub radio. This is the Jolly Llamas to get this set of music started here on the Canadian Way.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now Rangers and Lumberjacks. Maple syrup and cougar attacks.
And that was a little something from that voice that you can never go wrong with, and there's no way that you can't tell who it is the moment that those first shreds of vocals come out. That would be none other than Joe Shithead Keithley and his band of Rebels, his brand new project. It's actually a solo project with a whole bunch of his buddies that he's brought in as session musicians to play on the album, and it went so well. They had so much fun doing it. They now just completed an Eastern Canadian tour, mostly of Ontario and Quebec, and are getting primed to do a cross Canada tour during the fall. From Joe Shithead Keithley and his Band of Rebels, the CD is called Band of Rebels, appropriately enough, and is available on the Sudden Death Records label. We heard the track called When Power Came to Canada, where they name drop some of Joey's favorite bands, such as No Means No and The Guess Who and BTO and Neil Young and Skinny Puppy, Dayglow Abortions. Anyways, good on Joey for giving props to all that preceded him and most definitely influenced him. There's no two ways about it. In case you're wondering, the band of Rebels are made up of a whole interesting batch of players, and is actually a follow-up to his CD, Joe Keithley Beat Trash, which came out back in 2000, which was sort of the same idea. He kind of half folk classics, folk protest songs, mixed with some of his own songs, his own solo songs that he didn't really use for the DOA days because they were a little more hammy, a little more emotional, but most definitely interesting. Anyways, from the Band of Rebels, we have such known talents as Randy Rampage, the original bassist from DOA, as well as his time in Annihilator down in the States. From the Jim Burns Band, Chris Gestrin, playing keyboards. From Velvet, Kuba Ohms, also DOA, recently played on the last two DOA albums. From Showcore, Joel Murray on vocals. Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, also on vocals. John Corsid from the Hard Rubber Orchestra is on trumpet. Liam McDonald from Bacephus King is on percussion. Jesse Zubot of Zubot and Dawson is on violin. Coco Love Alcorn is on vocals. Adam Bartlett from Adam Nation is on vocals, as well as Bill Runge, also from the Hard Rubber Orchestra, on saxophone. Oh, and Jeremy Holmes, who some of you may know from the Bughouse Five, a favorite here in the CITR airwaves, is the one grooving out on the stand-up bass in the Band of Rebels. So check that out, Band of Rebels. You can find out more, of course, by going to the Sudden Death Records label, suddendeath.com. It doesn't say anywhere around here about there being a Band of Rebels website, but I'm sure you can find all sorts of links to that at the Sudden Death website. Before Joe Shithead Keithley and his Band of Rebels, we heard something from Vancouver's Jump and Dash. They're actually out of North Vancouver, just the same way that Joey Shithead, who's from Vancouver, is actually from Burnaby. From the self-titled CD, we heard the track called Tell Me What You See. And that CD from Jumpin' Dash is also a self-released effort. Speaking of self-released efforts, we started off that set of music with something from Waterloo, Ontario's The Jolly Llamas. And this is a band that we debuted here on the Canadian Way a couple weeks ago. From their CD, which is their debut, called Dread City Rockers. And like I said, it's a self-released effort. Pretty impressive. It's in like a metal tin and all that sort of funky stuff. From the Jolly Llamas, we heard the track called Dub City Radio, which is the opening track to that CD. We're going to do some commercial announcements, some info that you might want to know. And we're going to come back, and before the top of the hour, we're going to do the concert listings and let you know what's going on around town in the live venues tonight. And then we're going to also do some CITR debut music from Ron Leary and a Vancouver band called Trembling, who got kind of the trip-out instrumental thing going, so you want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, listen to this.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
T-shirts. Well-mannered cardigans. Pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
It's the Canadian Way. Yeah, you're listening to the Canadian Way. Check. Good on you. This is CITR FM 101.9, and of course you can listen to us on the cyberspace thingy there that they like to call the internet at CITR.ca. And you want to click on the podcast link when you go visit the website, and you can find all sorts of past and recent past programming on podcast up there on the podcast site of CITR.ca. So check that out, including yours truly here, The Canadian Way, has all of the shows for the last 15 weeks posted on there, so you definitely want to check that out. If you're on Firefox, you can only see like the last 5 episodes, but if you're on Windows, you can see all of them, and you can download all of them because we got a big server. My name's Spike, and we're going to let you know what's going on around town, live music-wise. And then we're going to launch into some music from Linda McCrae, who just had her Farewell to Vancouver, Hello to Nashville show over at the Railway Club back on the 28th of July. And that's kind of sad. She's been around forever, and now she's not. So you want to stay tuned for that as well. We're going to have some CITR debut music from Vancouver's Trembling in this next set of music. But first, want to let you know what's going on around town. You want to support your local live music scene, or else they won't have live music anymore. So you want to make a point of getting out to at least one of these shows tonight, because there's tons of stuff going on. IMU Productions presents Splitting Atom, LTG, and The Irreverence. That's taking place at the Backstage Lounge down on Granville Island. Showtime is at 10 o'clock with the doors opening at 9. The Likely Rads, Clear the Barn, and the Hoovers, all the local bill. That's happening over at the Balmoral, which is in the Balmoral Hotel, funny enough, at 159 East Hastings. And the doors are going to be at 9 o'clock with music getting started at 10. No Bollocks Events presents the Benefit Weekend for the Cobalt, featuring One Eye Jacks, Burn Hollywood Burn, and the Easy Brothers. That's happening over at the Cobalt. Cobalt, I don't know if you're familiar with the trials and tribulations of the Cobalt over the last couple years. They got booted from their establishment because of the city being a bunch of uptight losers. What can I say that doesn't get me in trouble? Anyways, so they made them update some stuff to code. And then as soon as they got located back into their old digs on Main Street there, away goes their old fridge and some CDs and a whole bunch of booze and stuff like that. Somebody broke in and stole a whole schwack load of stuff. And Wendy 13, the owner slash promoter at the Cobalt, has been feeling the pinch ever since. So support the woman who supports the punk scene here in Vancouver. And lots of good pop and rock gigs have been happening there lately as well. So big ups to her for expanding the talent base that the Cobalt hosts. But you want to check that out tonight, the Benefit Weekend for the Cobalt with One Eye Jacks. And that's getting started at 10 p.m. Twisted Cisco is playing over at the Fairview Pub. Tickets are $7 and the music gets started at 10. The Stand Down, Nikki Hurst, Heathrow, and a Grey Medium are playing over at the Lamplighter over in Gastown. No minors for that event, of course. Tickets are $12 at the door, $10 with a flyer, and the music gets started at 9:30. Japan Droids, Hepatidal Wave, which is like one of the best local band names going right now, like hands down. It doesn't, like, I'm not even debating it with you. Hepatidal Wave. What can I say? And DJ John Cougar are playing at the Library Square Public House, which is at 300 West Georgia in Vancouver, and it's actually on the north side of the library. So if you happen to sort of be around that area, if you just go to the north side of the library, around where all the picket signs are not, basically, so the side that isn't an entrance to the library, and you want to go into the public house and enjoy the music, because it's going to be a good local band. Japan Droids bring the noise and the insanity enough as it is. You can sure bet that Hepatidal Wave, with a name like Hepatidal Wave, they got to be a little crazy too. So check that out at the Library Square Public House. The Night Creature Productions is presenting down at Pub 340. The Lower Island Dealers, the Motherfuckers from Calgary, and the Remedials, and Loose Tooth. And that's going to be starting at 10 p.m. with the doors opening at 9. The Radio Station Cafe, which is, of course, at the base of the Co-op Radio Station, which is on the corner of, I want to say Ontario. I believe it's Ontario, but I think it actually might be Carroll. Carroll and Hastings. Anyways, it's where Co-op Radio is, and it's the little cafe at the bottom of it. They did do a lot of music there at one point, and they're bringing it back today with tonight with Jesse Matheson, WSG, and Vale. And tickets are $5. It's an all-ages gig. Music gets started at 8 p.m., and the doors are opening at 7:30. That's happening over at the Radio Station Cafe on Hastings. A Night with a Pacifist King is happening over at the Railway Club. It'll be a complete career retrospective with Pacifist King playing two sets starting at 10:30 sharp. No opening act, but you don't need one when you got two sets of Pacific King music, because you can bet he's going to tell you the stories behind all of the tunes. And then finally, last but not least, tonight, the Limb from Limb tour kickoff party with the Spectres, White Lung, and Petroleum Byproducts is happening over at the Sweatshop. And I don't know if you've been to the Sweatshop yet, but it's at 1820 East Pandora in Vancouver, in the heart of Strathcona, as they like to say. An intimate little venue, but you want to check it out because White Lung come highly recommended by other DJs here at CITR, as well as some of the folks that I know over at CBC, really into them right now. Been listening to the satellite broadcast from them, and they played a couple songs from them lately, and I'm a fan. What can I say? Also want to let you know that tomorrow at Kate's Park in North Vancouver is the continuation of the Muse Art Cultural Society's free Saturday shows, which have been going every weekend, every Saturday afternoon, from 4 until 7. And it's been going basically since the beginning of May and will be going right until the end of August. Tomorrow's gig is going to be featuring Danny Echo, Sugar Blade, and Parlor Steps. And actually, we're going to be featuring Parlor Steps on the show here. Caleb Stoll, the front man, is going to actually be here in the studio chatting with yours truly about Parlor Steps and their recent Cross Canada tour, as well as their brand new CD, Ambiguoso. We're going to be listening to something from that in this next set of music, so you want to stay tuned for that. And that's going to be a nice little gig as well over in North Vancouver at Kate's Park. So there you go. Lots of things to do today and tomorrow. If there's any events that I've missed, you want to give me a call here, 604-822-2487. I'll be glad to announce them. Or you can go online to www.livemusicvancouver.com. Haven't plugged the website in a while. And check it out. They got tons of excellent local gigs, local bands, and pretty much everything you want to know as far as the alternative live music scene goes here in Vancouver. There's some big ticket things there as well, but you can go and find that anywhere. But go to livemusicvancouver.com and you can find out what's going on in the live music world in Vancouver for yourself. My name is Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. She said goodbye to Vancouver last weekend on her July 28th Farewell to Vancouver gig. We're talking about Linda McCraig from her CD, Carve It to the Heart. Here is the title track from Linda McCraig, Carve It to the Heart, to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. red rose turned to rust. Shine with a bullet from your silvery tongue.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
And you just heard something from a band that's going to be playing, first of all, tomorrow at Kate's Park as part of the MuseArt Cultural Society's Free Parks or Free Music at Kate's Park. We're talking about none other than Parlor Steps from their brand new CD, their third release, second full length. Of course, the first one was an EP. It's called Ambiguoso and can be found on the Figment Music label. And the name of the track that we heard from Parlor Steps is called Thieves of Memory. And as I mentioned, Parlor Steps are going to be playing with Sugar Blade and Danny Echo from 4 until 7 tomorrow. Parlor Steps are actually going to be the headlining band, so they'll be going on at around 5:30, 6 o'clock. So you want to check that out tomorrow at Kate's Park in North Vancouver. It's all ages and it's free, so you can't go too far wrong there. And Parlor Steps are an amazing live band, so please do check them out. That gig comes with the Canadian Ways seal of approval. Speaking of Parlor Steps, a one Caleb Stull, who is the chief songwriter slash singer slash guitar player of Parlor Steps, will be joining me next week here on the Canadian Way to chat about the brand new CD Ambiguoso, as well as the big tour that they just did across Canada and dipping down in the States. So that should be kind of interesting. As well, that track that we just played from Parlor Steps, Thieves of Memory, is something that Caleb actually just won an Independent Songwriters Award for So we'll definitely ask him about that as well, because that sounds like it's a quite an interesting little achievement for Mr. Stoll. So tune in next week to the Canadian Way. Caleb Stoll from the Parlor Steps will be in to chat about music, touring, life, and winning awards. So be sure you tune in next week at 6 p.m. for that. Before that, we heard, before the Parlor Steps, we heard from Vancouver band Trembling, an all-male three-piece. And this is a CD re-release of a vinyl-only album that they released earlier this year in May 2007. Name of the album is called Pulses in the Dark, and they just released it themselves on CD this month, and it just landed in my greasy little hands. Name of the track that we heard from Trembling is called Silent Fanfare, and that one was recorded over at the Hive Studios with a one Mr. Jesse Gander sitting behind the knobs of DBS fame, who always churns out solid production on albums, and this one by Trembling, no different. This one was actually recorded exactly a year ago, August of last year. They committed this to vinyl. I'm glad they released it on CD, though, so everyone gets to hear it, because this is some fine musicianship. Sprawling Songs, the one that we just heard there, Silent Fanfare, was 5.5 minutes long. That's the shortest song on the album, kids. Most of the other songs are clocking in around 9-10 minutes. So they like the epic music, those guys in Trembling. Before that, we heard from Linda McCrae, a sad farewell to Miss Linda McCrae, as she has now played her final gig in town last weekend, July 28th at the Railway Club. Linda McCrae played her farewell show and moving to Nashville show. I wish her all the success down there, because she's got a sound that I think will definitely catch some ears down in Nashville, and because it's definitely not really doing it for her up here, unfortunately. From Carve It to the Heart, a CD which can be found on the Black Hen Music label, and it's actually her fourth album. Pretty prolific, considering she had a whole other music career before that with Spirit of the West. We heard the title track from that CD called Carve It to the Heart. My name's Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And I want to offer some apologies before we close off the show here. My voice has been a little rough and hesitant. I caught that cold that's been going around, and I've been not feeling well, as they like to say. Talking for extended periods of time makes me want to barf up a lung, basically, or at least cough it up. So my apologies to you. I keep wanting to cough in your ear. Hence the long pauses sometimes in between my sentences. So my apologies for that. Hopefully I should be up and running fit as a fiddle before too long, because I got drugs. We're going to start off this set of music with something by request. Yes, the rare request here on the Canadian Way on CITR. It's been kind of quiet in the request avenues with all the kids away from school. Hopefully that'll change once September rolls around. But in the meantime, I'm going to play this track by request for Ryan, who wanted to hear something from the brand new October Man CD, Run From Safety. He wanted to hear the track called Shit Just Falls Apart. Don't you know it, buddy? For Ryan, by request, here is some October Man to start off this set of music on the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Shit just falls apart, it happens at the start. I'm told how this all ends, so tell me what's the point. Oh, you know, oh, you know, oh, you know how it gets sometimes. Shit just falls apart, blame it on the ego, blame it on the macho, blame it on me. Oh, you know, oh, you know, oh, you know. But you never learn. Shit just falls apart. These products you sell, these stories you tell, they make us feel like hell. Oh, you know, oh, you know, oh, you know. Oh, that this shit just falls apart. It happens every day. It's always been this way. way, and it happened at the start. So blame it on the mayor, 'cause he knows. On my streets, I've seen it on my screens. People being mean, oh, you know, oh, you know, oh, you know. Don't bring your guns to town. And shit just falls apart. So I'm focused on his art, painted on that wall. Oh, coming through my speakers, coming through my speakers, coming through my speakers, coming through my speakers, but this shit just falls apart, this shit just falls apart, this shit just falls apart.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
I was just wondering what you were doing, what you're thinking. Miscommunication, I'm claiming, I'm claiming. Just woken up when I called you, 'cause I wanted to. Apparently I did not want you, I didn't want you. Probably me. But looking back, I still don't see it. I don't see it. Oh no, you got it all wrong.
And that just about does it for yet another edition of the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. You want to stay tuned in just a moment's time. David Love Jones and African Rhythms will be taking over the airwaves, and it should be sweet. I just want to let you know that you heard something from Ron Leary, who is out of Windsor, Ontario. His brand new CD is called The Radio In Between and is his sophomore release. It is a self-released effort. And we heard the track called You've Got It All Wrong. And before that, by request, for Ryan, we heard something from October Man from the brand new CD off of the White Whale Records label, Run From Safety, sophomore release as well for October Man. We heard the track called Shit Just Falls Apart. By request for Ryan. Good call there, Ryan. Fine song from that October Man release. Programming note as well, on the Friday, August the 23rd show, so that'll be in 3 weeks from now, I will be hosting Mark Morissette, the lead singer slash songwriter slash keyboardist slash guitarist. Basically, he's October Man. So you want to tune in to the August 23rd show, and I'll be chatting with Mark about the brand new CD, Run From Safety, and, of course, the White Whale Records label, of which he is a large part. He is basically White Whale Records himself. So we'll chat all about that. And, of course, next week on the program, we will be talking to Caleb Stoll from Parlor Steps about all things Parlor Steps. So you want to tune in next week at 6 p.m. for that. Should be pretty styling. In the meantime, my name is Spike. This has been The Canadian Way. You want to be sure and get out there, support your local live music scene before it's there no longer, and be sure to always buy Canadian whenever possible. Have yourselves a great long weekend, and hopefully my cold will be better, and so will yours. Have a good weekend. Stay tuned. African Rhythms is up next.